All right, it's Monday Minute Time with Patriot Asset Advisors. Alan Stalker is here. Who are we talking about today, Alan?
Mike, let's talk about autograph.
Okay.
So you've obviously heard the term flash in a pan. What comes to mind?
You're trying to shoot game with a flintlock rifle and you miss.
Something like that. Anyway, autograph would be one of those that would exemplify flash in a pan. So in the early 80s, you've got five guys who were working different jobs and also in different bands and came together occasionally to play in the L.A. club scene.
Right.
So back in the early 80s, 1982 to be exact, was there any bigger band than Van Halen?
No.
Not in the LA area, I don't think.
No. They were top dog back then, yeah.
So David Lee Roth, the front man there, was a fitness nut.
He would do splits on the stage. Oh yeah.
To keep his health up and so forth, he did a lot of jogging and went jogging with a fellow by the name of Kenny Richards. Mm-hmm. Kenny was the drummer in an unnamed band, and Kenny shared a demo tape with Dave. Dave loved it so much that on the spot, he says, "How about going on tour with Van Halen?"
And he said, "Nah, I really don't want to, you know."
So here you've got you've got five mates.
Oh.
They've got no money.
Right.
They've got no set list. They figured out what their name was going to be.
Right.
Did 50 shows with Van Halen. Went back to L.A. to record. Didn't really have a song to wrap up the end of the album there. So they pitched the song to the record company. The record company did not like the song, but they were convinced them to put it on. And you've got to Turn Up the Radio, which became their number one hit.
Right.
And they were never able to produce any other magic out of the bottle.